Let me start by saying something. The Lord is the only one who has the power to change a man. Amen. And the way to do this is by eating the Lord. Amen. You know, I started serving full time about 5 months ago. And before I started serving full time, there was one thing I told the brother. I do not want to speak at the conferences. And here I am speaking at the conferences. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, one thing, the reason I'm saying this is because we have to stand against our disposition. And what we're going to cover this morning has a lot to do with standing against our disposition. And I'm not here to pretend that I'm going to speak where I am, but I'm speaking based on the vision, based on our need, and based on the Lord's blood. Amen. So today, this morning, we're going to cover touching the Lord in the morning. Amen. You know, throughout the Bible, from the Old Testament and in the New Testament, we see this matter of coming to the Lord early in the morning. And we want to look at some verses. So how about the brothers? You look in Genesis 19:26. And the sisters can look up Genesis 28:18. And then the brothers look up Exodus 7:15. And the sisters look up Exodus 16:21. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. Sisters, Genesis 28:18 and Exodus 16:21. And the brothers, Genesis 19:26 and Exodus 7:15. Amen. So if the brothers have it, go ahead, you read Genesis 19:26. Oh Lord, I gave you the wrong reference. Amen, I wrote the wrong reference. How about sisters, read 28:18. Amen. And Exodus 7:15, brothers?
Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he is going out to the water and stand on the bank of the river to meet him.
Oh, that's the one. Amen.
And you shall take in your hand the staff which was turned into a serpent.
Amen. Brothers, it was Genesis 19:27, the next verse. Amen. So in all these references, we see that all these men of God rose up early in the morning, and the Lord appeared to them, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, even to Joseph. He appeared to them early in the morning. And whenever he had a commission, he said, rise up early in the morning and appear to Pharaoh. You know, so in the New Testament as well, we see the Lord Jesus as our pattern. He rose up early in the morning to have time with the Lord. There is something about waking up early in the morning. You know, in that verse you read in Exodus 16:21, the children of Israel rose up early in the morning in order to gather the manna. You know, the manna actually appear with the dew. The dew comes early in the morning. And as soon as the dew was lifted, the manna appeared. You know, and something really important about this, and what I want to emphasize, is we have a wrong concept, you know? We have a concept of morning revival. I wrote on the board, morning revival and morning nourishment. I asked a few of you yesterday, what is your experience with morning revival? And the answers I got was, it's too difficult to read the holy word for morning revival and to get through the whole book. You know, it's too difficult to read a whole chapter of the Bible in the morning. You know, that's not morning revival. You know what morning revival is? You know, the children of Israel did not wake up in the morning and go to the field to eat, you know, the manna. What they did is they gathered the manna. They rose up early in the morning. I'm sure they were not fully awake. Praise the Lord! Manna. You know, what they did is they got up faithfully, went out, and picked up the manna. Then they would have to take it home, take care of whatever they had to do, and cook it. Make it into cakes. You know, so something very important, and we need to get out of our concept, because this can stumble you regarding your experience with the Lord in the morning, is that morning revival is not something you do and get it out of the way. Morning revival is actually to touch the Lord in the morning. Amen. You know, and the first thing you do in the morning when you wake up, and the brothers have said it, you have to turn your heart. Amen. By turning your heart to the Lord, then you have been revived. You know, it's not a set of check marks. I read the morning nourishment. Now, today's portion, now the outline, I did morning revival. That's not what the Lord wants. He wants to have us experience Him by turning to Him early in the morning. You know, from my experience, growing up in the church life, in college, and even in the training, I was always stumbled by this matter of morning revival. Throughout the day, I would feel condemned. Lord, today I didn't have morning revival, because my concept was that I needed to sit down and read through a specific, you know, portion of the Bible in order to have morning revival. But actually, that's not what morning revival is. Morning revival is for us to touch the Lord early in the morning. You know, in the full-time training, as soon as I got there, I was stumbled by this. If you know the schedule in the training, you wake up in the morning, you know, you touch the Lord, but the first thing you do after that is clean. You clean your bedroom, you take a shower, you get ready, then you clean the corporate area, whatever your assignment is. Then you go to the full-time training, the center, and you have breakfast. And after that, you have morning nourishment. You know, if you already miss morning revival by the time you get to breakfast, you already miss the portion of gathering the manna. You know, it's not a matter of spending time in the Word. It is very important to spend time in the Word. But our need is to realize that as soon as we wake up in the morning, we need to touch the Lord. We need to be revived. And one thing I like to say, you know, when I was in college, my freshman year, I was really, Bobby Wood, I don't know if he's here, he was my serving one when I was in high school, my senior year, and he gave me this book to read. So I took it, and when I started my freshman year at UCLA, I started reading this book. Early in the morning, I woke up and I read this book, and I just open to the Lord early in the morning. You know what happened? My whole being got transformed. I will wake up in the morning and have transactions with the Lord. What the Lord can do in the morning is something He can't do the rest of the day. There is a special portion where the Lord can really touch your heart. The Lord can really open your being. So we need to be faithful to have a time in the morning to come to the Lord, to open our being to the Lord. And this is to be revived. Now, Brother Bobby will speak to you about this matter of spending time in the Word. But just one last thing I'd like to say is if you don't have this habit of getting up in the morning, I'm the first one to say I love to sleep. Okay? I don't like waking up early in the morning. But what is awesome of the Lord's sovereignty, the way He arranged everything, is that we have 365 days in a year. You know, we have a new beginning every single morning. So if you miss the manna today, you have tomorrow to look forward to. You can get up in the morning and touch the Lord. But this matter of being, touching the Lord in the morning is something that you need to be impressed with in your college years. You know, and don't have the condemnation from the enemy that just because you did not spend half an hour in the Word, you have not had morning revival. That will steal your enjoyment from the Lord. So as soon as you wake up, don't try to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm ready to read Genesis 1 through 10. No, just turn your heart to the Lord. You know, as you're brushing your teeth, as you're taking a shower, as you're getting ready, start turning your heart to the Lord and you will be revived. Amen. This is a practice that we need, that needs to be restored in order for us to have a healthy, normal Christian life. Amen.
So like Caleb said, we're just here speaking the vision. we have not arrived at this by any means. But what I appreciated in getting into this matter of eating the Lord as our food and absorbing Him, right? Was particularly this matter of absorbing, right? I don't know about you all, but I feel like it is such a fight, right? In the morning when you're trying to have that time with the Lord, it is such a fight to get out of bed, right? And to get to that place where that you have marked out, right? And it's such a fight to get away from all the distractions, right? What I think I'm have the most burden for is that once you've gotten through that fight, right? Once you're there, that we would take advantage of every moment that we have while we're there, right?
Amen.
Right. In your handout in the outline for this morning, there's these two verses, and the two verses they kind of speak to the two main parts of the ministry reading. But the verse for absorbing, you can see, is Colossians 2:7, having been rooted and being built up in Him. Right. So this is referring to Christ as a Christ typified as the good land, right? So what thing has roots? What is it that has roots? A plant, right? A tree, right? So when that tree gets into the ground, does it stay there for 5 minutes and then walk away? No, it stays there, right? And it absorbs, right? It absorbs all the nutrients it can, right? So this is what we need to be, right? When we break through, right, and are able to get to that place in the morning, right, we need to learn how to stay there, right? How to keep ourselves there and absorb as much as we can, right? So maybe just as some practical helps, we can talk about these few things. So there's, for my own experience, this is not out of the ministry, but from my own experience, I found there are three conditions that we have to have in order to be able to absorb God, right, in a morning revival. So the first is to be emptied, right? If a sponge is full, it can't absorb anything else, right? So it has to be empty, right? Second of all, we have to be saved from absorbing anything that is negative, right? The whole purpose is to absorb the Lord. But if that space is being occupied by something that is negative, or even that is neutral, I can't absorb the Lord, right? And then third of all, I have to actively put myself in a position where I can absorb the Lord, right? Okay, so go back. This matter of being emptied. This is easier in the morning. This is one reason why it's so important to have this time in the morning, right? Because you wake up, you haven't been in anything, you've been asleep, right? And your being is just fresh, right? And so we want to keep ourselves in this position until we can get to the Lord, right? This means this may mean don't talk to anybody before you have a time with the Lord, right? Even I just got married a few months ago, and even now I'm having the realization I don't even need to talk to my wife, right, before I talk to the Lord, right? Just get to the Lord. A help to this might also be consider what you open yourself to that night before, right? It's like if I'm on Facebook up to the moment I go to bed, that's in me, right? And when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to be affected by that, right? So just consider what you open yourself to before you go to bed and what you open yourself to after you go to bed. Okay, so that's being emptied and that's being saved from the negative content. But then we also need to put ourselves actively in a position where we can be filled with the Lord. I still struggle with this matter because I still have this concept when I have morning revival, right? I should pray read a verse, or I should read some portion of the ministry. I should pray read, right? But there's a very fine line here. I really enjoyed what James shared yesterday during this session. We are in an intimate, loving relationship with the Lord, right? And so everything that I do in morning revival has to be motivated by this love, right? This desperation to get to this person, right? I'm not after a thing. I'm not after something called life, right? I'm not after to check off a box. I'm wanting to get to this person.
Amen.
And we know from the message we covered last night, this person is embodied in the Word.
Amen.
Right? So all the suggestions and all the talk we've been giving about prayer reading in the morning, this is not, like Caleb said, this is not some box to check off, but it's with the realization this person is in the Word.
Amen.
And I need to get to Him.
Amen.
I need to exercise my spirit over the Word so I can get the person out of the Word, right? So pray reading the Word is very important when we're having a time with the Lord in the morning. And then in the reading, it also emphasizes this matter of don't hurry, right? When I pray read on my own, very often I find myself just trying to get through the verse, right? But take time. Brother Ted talked about last night how Martin Luther spoke about pray reading. And actually what he said later on in that letter, he says, I go to the bush, right? I go to this bush, which is the Word, every morning. And I go and I tap on every twig. Right? I go from one twig to another. Some twigs, they have a lot of berries, right? And I stay there and I eat until there are no berries anymore, right? And then I go to the next twig. And maybe that twig doesn't have very many berries, so then I go to the next twig. So the twigs are the words that we're praying, right? So say like in Colossians 2:7, this is not some form that I'm teaching. This is just an example. Perhaps I start on having. Just kind of linger there for a while. Having. Oh, having been rooted. Oh, been rooted. I have been rooted. This is an accomplished fact. I don't have to make this happen. I've been rooted, right? It may be that for the whole time, I just stay on those three words. I don't even finish the verse. But if I've touched the person, that's all that matters. Right, that's all that matters. We're getting to the person. Amen. Maybe we can. I'll just stop here because we wanted to make sure to give you all some time to go and practice. But just one more matter. I just remembered. So Brother Ted also and Brother Ricky also spoke about Moses going up to the mountain, right? And he said, and when Moses went, Jehovah's very specific. He said, don't bring anybody else with you. Don't bring your herds with you. Don't bring anybody, just you, right? When we come to the Lord in the morning, This is a lifelong practice of learning how to do this. But we have to learn to shut everything else. When Jehovah spoke of the herds, he was speaking of his livelihood, right? So we have to forget about everything we have to do today, right? When he spoke of persons, he was speaking about everybody who's close to us. Right now, my grandmother is in the hospital. I just have to forget that my grandmother is in the hospital right now, right? I need to get to the Lord. I can't be of any help to my grandmother if I don't get to the Lord, right? Right. So we forget everything and come to the Lord. And then second of all, in the Word it says that Moses was on that mountain for 40 days. And the only account that we have is of Jehovah speaking. But then when Moses came down, his face shone. He had been constituted with something, right? That 40 days, he was absorbing God in his word, right? And as a result, there is an expression, right? So even in considering the matter of the gospel, right? Considering those who we are caring for, it is vital that we would spend this time in the morning to absorb the Lord, right? That's the only way that God can be expressed to them, right? So how about if we stop here? We had originally intended to have a prophesying time afterward, but we've gone over a little bit. So let's go now. I believe this is okay, brothers. And let's just come back at 9, and we'll have the break at 9, and we'll go on to the next session after that. Right?